The Rising of Bella Casey, written by Mary Morrissey and read by Marcella Reardon. A skirmish, Bella Beaver declared, with more certitude than she felt. That's all it is.
They said it was a rising, her daughter Babsy shot back. Isn't that what they called it, Starry?
Babsy had been stepping out with Starry Murphy for a couple of months. His given name was Patrick, but a doting aunt had likened him to a celestial gift, being the only boy in a clutch of girls, and the name had stuck. He was one of them, a Catholic, an RC, but though she disapproved, Mrs. Beaver had held her tongue.
That's exactly so, Starry said.
A dapper boy, he reminded Mrs. Beaver of her dead husband. Something about his dark, tossed hair, his jaunty manner. Her Nick, as a young man, that is. Before he'd been tainted. Before she'd been destroyed. But no, she would not dwell on sorry history, for it was a wound to her. Starry had been on duty at Jacob's for the holiday weekend to keep the ovens ticking over, and Babsy had gone to meet him when he came off shift.
He was on the fitter's floor, Babsy began,
for she was in the habit of speaking for Starry, even when he was present.
When he and the other lads heard this ragged bunch galloping up the stairs, taking them two at a time, all business, they marched right into the king's own room without a how do you do, full of bluff and declaration. I swear to God, waving guns they were. Isn't that so, Starry?
Starry nodded.
When Mr. Bonner, the overseer, approached the belligerent band to sort the matter out, he was pushed roughly aside.
In the name of the Irish Republic, one of them announced, unscrolling a parchment and reading from it.
The Irish Republic, whatever that is, when it's at home, Babsy said. Starry thought it all some kind of a caper, or a crowd of travelling players putting on a free theatrical. Then the tricked-up soldiers rounded everyone up, bar Mr. Bonner and the watchman, and herded them out onto the street, saying there'd be no more bacon biscuits and Jacobs this fine day. The crowd had gathered, women mostly, howling like revolutionary furies at the pretend soldiers. Yous boys should go off to France and fight instead of turning guns on your own, one of them hollered,
waving her fists as a couple of them appeared on the roof of Jacob's and ran up a strange flag of green, white and gold. And then a shot rang out,
and that decided us, Babsy said, speaking again for Starry.
On their way home, they passed the general post office, all shuttered up and sandbags built up at the entrance, and the self-same declaration pasted on the doors with stamps.
The post office no longer belongs to us, Babsy reported. It's the headquarters of the New Ireland.
The New Ireland, Mrs. Beaver repeated wonderingly. Then she retreated to her original position.
It's a skirmish, that's all,